Welcome to the Allied Parenting Podcast. A stay-at-home dad sharing tips, tricks, ideas, and opinions on raising a healthy family. Are you a stay-at-home parent? A dad? A working parent or a single parent? Then this is the place for you. Are you ready for today's episode? Let's get started!
Hey guys, how's it going? Steve-O here, founder and creator of Allied Parenting. The place for you guys, and the place for me to share what I've learned recently. Hey guys, I've just picked up everything. The whole family moved 6,000 kilometres from one end of Australia to the other. From the heat of the tropics down to the cool climate of the southern part of Australia, and you know what? I'm loving it. It's great. You know, the family's on holidays at the moment, so, you know, I miss them a little bit, you know, as you do, missing family, and, you know, but sometimes you've just got to let go, right? So, this is where I am at the moment. We've just set up the studio, and we are going to bring you a whole lot more of podcasts real soon, real regular. We've had a bit of a break, so we're going to step things up for you. But what I want to do today is just let you guys know what I've been doing on the website. Have you been to the website? I hope you have. If you haven't, head on over, alliedparenting.org. Easy as that. Go and have a look. Let us know what you think. I'd love to know what you think, and if we're helping, or if we're not helping, maybe. look, I've been flat out with moving the family, but we have had a lot of progress on the website lately. Something that you may find helpful in your life is the tools page, which is designed for your mobile device. Big buttons, bright pictures, easy to access. Basically, it's a link page, linking you guys up to things that I feel that is important for me to help me raise kids. The newest thing on there is medical help. Now, you know, I'm hoping that medical help will have some use to people in their family. We've got Dr. Kerrick, a pediatric doctor who's come on board and let us link up to her site. Now, she's got a website called Snotty Noses. You can get straight over there and check that out. It's snottynoses.com. Or, you know, you can get the app for Allied Parenting for your mobile device, and if you need some off-the-cuff medical help, you can just click the big button that looks like a box of tissues, and that will get you to some medical advice. Now, there's no better medical advice than your doctor. This is not in replace of your doctor. You know, if things are serious, go and see someone. But in the process to leading up to diagnosing things, check this out. It's I find it really useful. You know, teething, colds, coughs, a little bit of things to look out for on a range of illnesses, and working your way through symptoms of what you see in your child to add a bit of, well, security, really, in what you might be facing. You know, might be a snotty nose, might be bed rest and water, or it might be go see your doctor for some extra help. But, you know, hopefully we'll help some people with that. Blogs, we've been going off the chart with blogs. We've had some great people come on board to come and lend us a hand while I've been really busy doing some guest blogs, keeping the ball rolling, keeping the information happening. We've got, who have we got? We've got Cammy, who's a dental hygienist, who's written a little blog there on, you know, helping brushing the kids' teeth. Ah, have you got kids that have, you know, are in the terrible twos and, you know, you're having trouble with brushing their teeth? Well, this is something, again, that may help you, may put some light on the subject. We've got Sophie Morgan, a nutritionist, that's come along to help us with some, you know, nutritional advice to, you know, to help healthy kids. Well, to help maintain the health of children through good eating. So, you know, if food's an issue for you, perhaps this might be something that you'd like to check out. Shabal has written us a article on dads and expecting dads. You know, are you a father to be? Then there's an article there that might help some you know, some touchy subjects down to some, you know, pretty down to earth, straightforward stuff that you just might be wondering about. We've got some answers there as well. Now, I've done a few blogs as well. The latest one I've done was for C-sections. My wife has had two C-sections to give birth to our two kids. Did you hear that? I choked up a little bit. I miss them a lot. They're overseas at the moment with their mum, and I do miss them, but I wrote an article on the C-sections and, you know, a dad's point of view. So if you're a dad and, you know, you're either having a planned C-section or your wife has just had a C-section, perhaps, you know, it can shed some light on knowing that there's another bloke out there who's gone through the same things as you have, you know. So that is really it. That is the whole box and dice. We've been doing a lot. There's a new intro that we've just recorded. So I hope you like that. I'm going to go back to looking for a house. I'm staying at my mum's place. Do you believe it? I'm 34 years old and I'm staying at my mum's place. Man, can you imagine? Dude. I think the last time I lived at my mum's place, I was 18 years old, but bless her, you know, I love her to bits. It's time to get out and get myself a house, though, so I'm going to do that, and we'll hopefully lock that in before the family gets back from overseas, so we don't have to crowd Nana's house too much. Guys, thanks for listening. Take care. Hope you and the family are doing well. Guys, if there's anything that you want to hear about, let us know. Drop us a line. Or if there's anything on the website that you think might be helpful to you that we can connect you to, let us know. I'll get on it. I'll make it happen. If it's going to be valuable to the community, you know, this is what we're about. Guys, take care. See you real soon, I promise. Weekly episodes coming to you live from the stay-at-home dad and allied parenting. Cool. See ya.